Good morning. This is Don Lloyd, your storyteller from the Lake Chelan Historical Society. Let's talk history today about a Stehekin homesteader and his family, as told in the Mike Barnhart book entitled At Home in the Woods. Hugh Courtney and his wife Mammy, whom he married in 1910, are the subject of today's history. By the spring of 1918, with two boys and a third, a girl, on the way, they moved into their homestead, a one-room log cabin with a dirt floor. Mammy brought another boy and a girl from a previous marriage. The adults and the youngest boy, Kurt, slept on a folding bunk in one corner of the cabin. Two older kids slept in a tent outside the cabin, and the eldest boy was going to school in Chelan. A Sibley stove was used to heat the cabin. It sat in a frame on the dirt floor. It had an open bottom, but a 6-inch opening at the top for a stovepipe. The stoves were lightweight, stackable, and easy to use for various things like burning stumps when clearing land. The dog of the family had an attachment to that stove, for the first thing he did upon entering the cabin was pee on the stove. What a stink. The first year at the homestead, Dorothy and Harwood went to school right across the river from the Courtney homestead. Rather than going down to the bridge and back up the other side, Hugh dropped a large tree across the river, allowing the kids a much easier walk to school. In 1921, a new school was built. Most often, the kids had to walk to school. In the winter, when the snow got deep, Hugh went ahead of the kids on his snowshoes to break trail. But walking in boots on a snowshoe trail doesn't always work so well. Breaking through the snow down to your knees every few steps, post-holing that is, it turns into a lot of work. At 6 years old, it was quite a struggle for young Lawrence. In the fall of 1919, Mammy was expecting another child. Wanting to be closer to a doctor this time, the family moved to Winesap, a small community about halfway between Chelan and Antioch at the foot of Oklahoma Gulch, where Hugh found work for the winter. On the 10th of May, 1920, Ray, the newest and last member of the family, was born. In June, as soon as school was out, the family moved back to Stehekin. I will continue this story next time, and this is Don Lloyd, your storyteller.